Rita Hosking on the Saturday Cafe from her album Come Sunrise, that was Promised Land. And Rita Hosking, you are actually parked in an appropriate space outside of a logging museum in somewhere in
that
Central.
That I am. Hi, Frank. And yeah, I'm at the Collier State Park Logging Museum. They use parking lot. Sitting here in my VW wagon.
You're on your way up to Sisters to play a house concert tonight with the entire band, with Cousin Jack there in the wagon with you?
Yeah. Oh, there's three of us here, and then one of us is already up there. And, yep, we're on our way, and we stayed at the Motel 6 in Weed last night, had a good sleep. On our way up, it's gorgeous. What a gorgeous day to be out traveling, you know. There's more autumn up here than there is down south, and the cloudy day is just gorgeous.
We have talked in the past about the kind of connection between the Northern California mountains that you grew up in and the mountain music of Appalachia that sort of infuses or informs your writing. This summer, you have spent a lot of time in a place not noted for mountains at all. You did a tour of the UK?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and that was wonderful.
How is your music received there? Do they get it?
I think it was received really well. The agency that worked with us on the tour said that it went even better than they expected, and everyone was really welcoming. And there were a lot of comments about how it was a window into another culture and sort of transported them someplace else. Maybe much like if I were to go see a Celtic musician, you know, in California, how it transports you. So there were a lot of nice comments about that. And then I write a lot of songs that have to do with mining, which definitely is relevant.
Oh, certainly.
To UK.
Certainly, the coal mining. Coal mining is the same dangerous, dirty job, no matter where they're digging it.
Absolutely. And then lots of old tin mines in Cornwall. And
of course.
We played in Wales, in some beautiful areas in Wales, and we co-billed once with a Welsh male voice choir, which is mostly retired loggers. No, I'm not loggers, miners.
Miners, yes.
And a lot of their sons are currently working in mines, and we really connected with them. I really had a wonderful connection with them, and we're still talking, and now they connected up with my dad, and they're talking to my parents, and exchanging music and photos and things, so really absolutely wonderful people, and the music really hit it off well, so, yeah.
Any songs going to come out of it, do you think?
Well, yeah, I wrote a song right before I went over because I wanted to have something special for an underground recording that Sean and I were doing. My partner Sean and I were going underground in a gold mine to do a live recording. And we were planning this trip to the UK, so I wrote this song called When Miners Sang. And it's the first song I've ever done in dadgad tuning, which is something previously very unfamiliar to me, and I'm having a ball playing it. So that song went over well. That was sort of my effort to offer something to them.
So tell us more about this underground recording that you've just done.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sean and I and our daughter Cora, who's 15, went down in May. We went down in the original 16-1 gold mine in Allegheny, California, which is the only underground working gold mine left in the Sierra Nevadas. And we got permission from the mine owner, and with the help of a good friend of mine who's a DJ for KVMR, the local station up there.
Nevada City, yes.
He's Eric Rice, he's the electrician for the mine often, so he has some connections. And we all went down and drug our equipment through a bunch of muck and crawled around these old drifts and found a cool spot to sit down and record. And we came up with about 20 minutes of music that we liked and put it on a disc. And you can hear everything around us because we used just one single mic. So you can hear the water trickling and you can hear the quartz crunching under our feet.
Wow.
And my daughter brought a video camera and took some videos, and she made a little 13-minute video, which we put on the disc. So it's a CD-ROM, your computer, the video.
What's the
acoustic? She also sang on a couple of this.
Ah. What's the acoustics like down in the mine?
You know, I had all these ideas because my great-grandfather sang underground. He was a Cornish miner in the Empire Mines in Grass Valley, and he was recorded underground even on national radio and broadcast with other miners a couple times during World War II. And I've heard a little bit of that, and it just sounds amazing with, you know, 30 or 40 men singing at once. You don't hear too much of the room, but you hear some reverberation. But when you go down there, you realize it's actually pretty dead sounding because there are so many different surfaces angling toward different directions that the sound bounces around so much that it diffuses it.
So
it's almost like you're in a recording studio.
Well, geez.
Yeah, we got to find some place that has more sound. So the mine owner took us down to this place he called the ballroom. And it was a pretty big room with a lot of different stopes carved out in different directions, and it was almost entirely white when you shined your light around, all quartz. It was really beautiful, but it was pretty big, and it had quite a bit of sound. So that's where we decided to do the recording, and you can hear the walls in that one, especially the first cut we do an a cappella tune, and you can really hear it there.
I am so very wishing nice. I had that album to play right now.
I apologize I haven't sent it out to radio yet, but when I get back, see, I made it, and then we took off, and we were gone all summer, and then we hit the ground running all sorts of festivals and shows in September, so now I'm catching up, and I'm just starting to send it out. So yours is getting in the mail when I get back.
All right. I will look forward to it. In the meantime, let's hear something from your most recent full-length CD, Come Sunrise. Tell us about Let 'Em Run.
Let 'Em Run is a song about a dream I had. My father and I went back home. We left home. We had to move. And this has been a long time home for my family, and it's been a bit heartbreaking. But when I was a kid, I had to keep the horses in and the range cattle out, so I was always watching fences, and I had this high level of anxiety and alertness watching whether there were gates open and so on. And in the dream, we came back, and I looked around, and I saw some horses rustling around. I saw some dust and flashes of chestnut. They were chestnut horses. But this time, instead of just a couple, there were a lot of horses because they had multiplied in dreamland. And then I spotted a gate open. We were standing on the porch just about to go in the house, and I saw the gate, and I looked at my dad, and then the horses started thundering down toward us in the dream, and I looked at my dad like, well, what do you think I should do? And there was no time to think much about it, and my response is the title of the song. I think it's about letting go.
Mm-hmm. Rita Hoskins on the Saturday Cafe. My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Rita Hosking, en route to Central Oregon for a house concert. Where are you playing tonight, Rita?
We are playing in Sisters at Harmony House Concerts, and it's the home of the Kavanaughs, and they actually advertise their address. I don't know if that's okay for me to say.
Why not? Probably.
They advertise it, so it's 17505. Kent Road, as in Clark Kent, in Sisters. And there's a phone number I can give you.
I think that would be a good thing, too. Reservations are generally recommended for house concerts.
Yeah, it's area code 541-548-7284.
And is there any other performances on this particular tour, or is...
You know what? This is a one-shot deal. We're just heading up back, and it's kind of one of those things, why are we driving this far? but I love Sisters, and I've actually been up, I got to do the contest 1 year, and came up the next year, and I just love the area. I'd like to keep coming back, so. We're going to be doing an Oregon and Washington tour, whole band tour in July. We've got that brewing right now. We're due about at least 10 or 12 days in the Northwest. So I'll keep you updated on that one in July next year.
Oh, please do. Rita Hoskins, thank you for pulling over to the side of the road and joining me on the Saturday Cafe today. It's wonderful talking with you again.
My pleasure. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to the new album, too. I'm going to close with a song from your first album, Are You Ready? It's a song about your grandfather. Is this the same one who used to sing in the mines? Kitchen Table and Chairs?
See, okay, that's a song about my dad.
Oh, your dad. Okay.
Yeah, this is something that happened. It's about an event, a single day back in 1992 when the Fountain Fire came through our home in Shasta County. This is kind of near Burney, for those folks who know where that is. Pretty close to Burney. And it was about a 60,000-acre fire. And my dad decided to stay for it. But we had always wondered what to bring in case of evacuation. And, we thought, China or photographs or this or that. But this time, in the real deal, my mom decided to bring something a bit unusual. And I found this out when I arrived in the middle of the night. I drove up because my dad called in the middle of the night. He says, Rita, I'm calling from the highway. I'm surrounded on four sides by fire. I don't know if I'm going to get out alive, but I wanted to let you know I love you. So, of course, I put down the phone and got in my little old 78 Toyota truck and screamed up I-5 to go save my father. However I was going to do that. But I found out that my mom had taken our truck, and she had, in the back of it, she and my dad had loaded the name of the song there, the table and chairs. So, well, the whole event, that choice of my mother's merit the song.
Kitchen Table and Chairs on the Saturday Cafe.